I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. What are you going to tell your kid when she can't watch SpongeBob SquarePants anymore? That's the dilemma for many parents and more than 9 million EchoStar Dish Network viewers this week. EchoStar pulled the channels owned by Viacom, including MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and CBS channels. EchoStar is trying to renegotiate its contract with Viacom, and the fight has turned nasty. Joining us now to talk about this is Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief, Bob Moon. Bob, what's the big issue between Viacom and EchoStar?
Well, it's a complicated bundle, both figuratively and literally. Viacom wants to bundle channels together. So in exchange for letting EchoStar carry the local CBS stations, Viacom is insisting on an agreement that its new channels, such as Nicktoons, will also be carried by the Dish Network service. For its part, EchoStar says that amounts to take-it-or-leave-it, all-or-nothing extortion. In fact, EchoStar is fighting this issue outside the marketplace in court. It's filed an antitrust lawsuit against Viacom over the bundling issue. But in the meantime, Viacom is playing hardball.
Well, I imagine there's a lot of anger out there on the part of subscribers, at least, who've lost the service. Is either side showing any sign of budging?
Not really, although EchoStar's chairman is suggesting a settlement in principle could be pretty close. Then again, he says it could happen in an hour or in a month. That's not much consolation to the 9 million viewers who've lost the Viacom channels, though. To give you an idea of how bitter these negotiations have been, just before the channels were pulled, Viacom was scrolling messages along the bottom of the screen warning Dish Network viewers that EchoStar was going to block their channels. In response, EchoStar posted the home telephone number of Viacom's president on its website last weekend, and Comedy Central has been running announcements to keep the pressure up.
So if you know anyone with the Dish Network, make room on your couch, because they're going to be spending a whole lot of time watching comedy at your house.
Not only that, CBS and Viacom have set up call centers to answer complaints, and they've been telling upset callers they should consider switching to cable or Dish Network's rival DirecTV.
So is there any sign what the possible outcome will be, or how soon the dispute might be resolved?
Well, history suggests that this will be settled sooner rather than later. You might recall that 4 years ago, an intense consumer backlash moved Time Warner to put Disney's ABC stations back on the Time Warner cable systems in about a day. And when you consider that CBS viewers could end up missing the NCAA's March Madness basketball playoffs that start next week, there's no doubt that the pressure will build. And some subscribers say that's not the worst of it, that the most pressure comes from viewers of Viacom's most popular channel that their kids just can't live without, Nickelodeon. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at an improving jobs market in India where college grads are chasing dream jobs that their parents never dreamed of. Madeline?
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you.